This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm John Idstey. Two Marines from Southern California died this week as they were fighting near Nasiriya in southern Iraq. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco reports that they both left behind grieving mothers and newborn children they never got to meet.
On Sunday morning, Rosa Gonzalez saw the grim images broadcast by the Arab TV satellite network Al Jazeera. She says she and her husband watched in horror as one Iraqi soldier leaned down to grab a U.S. Marine in uniform heaped on a pile of bodies, holding him up like a trophy for the cameras. It was their son, Jorge.
Miré uno que levantaron así su cara. La pusieron así, como un muñeco.
They lifted up his face and they held him up as though he were a doll, Gonzalez told a reporter from Univision TV who visited her at her home in Rialto, California. To see that image was unspeakable. It was a shock, Gonzalez said, surrounded by grieving family and friends. An executive from Spanish-language TV network Telemundo has since apologized for broadcasting the Al Jazeera video. Gonzalez says she hopes no other mother will have to find out about her child's death the way she and her husband did. Jorge Gonzalez was their second son, an avid soccer player who hoped one day to become a police officer. The 20-year-old enlisted in the Marines after graduating from high school, and he was shipped out from Camp Lejeune to Iraq just weeks before the birth of his son, Alonso. Rosa Gonzalez said she hadn't wanted her son to join the armed forces, but he told her not to worry, that if he died a Marine, he would be honored. They're just children in combat, Gonzalez says of her son and the other soldiers, children rescuing civilians to grant their freedom. In Ventura, California, there's another mother in mourning. Donna Bellman says she got word of her son's death when Marine officials came to her home. Michael Bitts was 31, a sergeant with the 2nd Assault Amphibious Battalion. He leaves behind four children, including twin babies.
Caleb's a little boy and Taylor's a little girl, and I want them to always be proud of him.
Bitts never had a chance to hold the twins, who were born 6 weeks after he left for Iraq. But Bellman says she plans to tell them about their father, about how he was a daredevil as a kid, about how he beefed himself up to look like action hero Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Growing up without a father, his idol was Van Damme, and he did everything he could to look like, act like, even to the point of he'd cut his hair like Van Damme. It kind of drives you nuts watching a movie of Van Damme with him because he knew everything, line for line, word for word. But that was Michael.
Bellman describes her son as having been very macho, but also very loving. She says she'd had a bad feeling about this war, but that's not important now.
Because Michael did what he believed was right. And I respect that. And I honor him for believing in what he was doing.
In his last telephone conversation to her, Michael Bitts told his mother he was her warrior. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News, Los Angeles.